Two Academy Awards for Best Picture are going up for sale in a rare auction of Oscar statues. The auction house Profiles in History announced that an Oscar award to Mutiny on the Bounty in 1936 and another given to Gentlemen's Agreement in 1948 will go up for auction in Los Angeles starting December 11th. The statue for Mutiny on the Bounty, which was presented to producer Irving Thalberg, is expected to go for $200,000 to $300,000. The Gentleman's Agreement Oscar for the 1947 film starring Gregory Peck is expected to fetch between $150,000 and $200,000. Auctions of Oscars are rare because winners from 1951 onward have had to agree that they or their heirs must offer to sell it back to the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences for $1 before selling it to anyone else. The Academy has said it firmly believes Oscars should be won, not sold. Half a dozen people had to be rescued from an elevator in one of Chicago's tallest buildings. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on their frightful plunge.
The incident happened Friday as the group was leaving a restaurant on the 95th floor of the 875 North Michigan Avenue building. The Chicago Tribune reports one of the cables holding the elevator broke and the car fell rapidly, landing in the vicinity of the 11th floor. Firefighters had to break through a wall from a parking garage to reach the people trapped inside. The six, including a woman who was pregnant, described a faster, noisier, and bumpier ride than expected, but they had no idea they'd plunged 84 floors. The elevator, along with two others in the building, will be closed until repairs are made and officials figure out what happened. I'm Ben Thomas.
Disaster coordination authorities have asked residents in 10 communities in south-central Guatemala to evacuate and go to safe areas after an increased eruption of the volcano of fire. AP correspondent Zira Shackley reports.
The 10 communities have at least 2,000 residents, but each community will decide if they evacuate or not. An organization that helped communities after a devastating eruption in June and the newspaper in the capital reported at least three communities were doing so. Images of the volcano after midnight showed glowing lava at the summit. The spokesman for the National Coordinator for Disaster Reduction, David De Leon, told the Associated Press that at least eight communities should leave. I'm Zaria Shakli.
Saudi Arabia's King Salman has given his first major speech since the killing of journalist Jamal Khashoggi by Saudi agents, expressing support for his son, the Crown Prince, and making no mention of the accusations that the prince ordered the killing. Monday's speech highlighted the kingdom's priorities for the coming year, focusing on issues such as the war in Yemen, security for Palestinians, stability in the oil market, countering rival Iran, and job creation for Saudis. The CIA has concluded that Prince Mohammed ordered Khashoggi's October the 2nd killing, which Saudi Arabia vehemently denies.
Half a dozen people had to be rescued from an elevator in one of Chicago's tallest buildings. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports on their frightful plunge.
The incident happened Friday as the group was leaving a restaurant on the 95th floor of the 875 North Michigan Avenue building. The Chicago Tribune reports one of the cables holding the elevator broke and the car fell rapidly, landing in the vicinity of the 11th floor. Firefighters had to break through a wall from a parking garage to reach the people trapped inside. The six, including a woman who was pregnant, described a faster, noisier, and bumpier ride than expected, but they had no idea they'd plunged 84 floors. The elevator, along with two others in the building, will be closed until repairs are made and officials figure out what happened. I'm Ben Thomas.
World Toilet Day, an effort to urge governments and businesses to invest more in sanitation, is being marked around the globe on Monday, with African countries among the neediest. A new report by the group WaterAid says an estimated 344 million children in sub-Saharan Africa lack a toilet at home, leaving them vulnerable to waterborne infections. While the UN wants governments to spend more on sanitation, the Geneva-based Toilet Board Coalition says it's the business of the decade, where private enterprise could step in where governments are unwilling or unable to. The United Nations set a target in 2015 to ensure everyone has access to a safe toilet by 2030. Progress in reducing the number of malaria cases has stalled after years of global declines, according to the World Health Organization. The WHO said there were about 219 million cases of malaria in 2017, up 2 million from the previous year. It had been dropping between 2010 and 2015, with some increases in 2016. Most of the cases of the disease were in 10 African countries, along with India.
There's a new website to counter Holocaust denial and anti-Semitism. It was launched by the UN Culture and Education Agency and the World Jewish Congress. The interactive Facts About the Holocaust site was unveiled at the UN Cultural Agency's Paris headquarters on Monday. It has a lot of historical information about the Holocaust, including testimonies, and it's linked to the U.S. Holocaust Memorial Museum's online Holocaust Encyclopedia. The new site has been conceived to fight what UNESCO calls increased hate and disinformation online on Jewish issues. It comes 5 months after the organization launched the UN's first educational guidelines on fighting anti-Semitism. Thai kickboxing with fighters as young as 8 years old has come under increased criticism after the death of a 13-year-old fighter in the ring. But even before the death, moves were underway to regulate the sport. Thai lawmakers recently tabled legislation to bar children under 12 from competitive boxing. A 5-year study was published last month that compared brain development between young boxers and children not involved with the sport. The study shows that boxing causes irreparable damage to a young child's developing brain, and the longer each young boxer has been fighting, the worse the condition became. The sport's defenders say outsiders just don't understand that it's part of Thai culture. They say fighting at a young age puts the boxers on the path to a successful professional career that could lift the poor families up the ladder of economic success.
Testing, testing, 1, 2, 3. This is Mass Media Maven, Robin Lynn Maven, doing a test of the sponsorship system here in anchor.fm. I'm checking it out to see where I can insert my segments for the sponsorship, make sure I have it placed right so I can get paid. What you think about that? Let me know. Holla!